Jerry Bader Show 1046. We have been discussing the Packers and the possibility that they would not sell out, and then there would be a TV blackout. Of course, you can always hear it here on the radio, the station you're listening to, WTAQ Green Bay, WHBL Sheboygan, WSAU Wausau. Joining us now to discuss where the Packers are on all of this is Packers spokesman Aaron Popke. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks. First of all, I apologize for not hitting our earlier time we were shooting for, but thanks for accommodating the later time.
Oh, absolutely. All right. Fox 11 reported earlier today the Packers would have a mid-morning announcement concerning this. Do you? Can you? Is there one? What's the latest?
Oh, as of 10 a.m., we were at approximately 5,500 tickets remaining. So that was the update we were going to give this morning. Now, with regard to the extension, the deadline is 3:40 this afternoon, as people know. And we're hopeful we're going to get to a sellout point. But with regard to that extension, we'll see where we're at this afternoon.
Okay, so you can ask for the extension after the deadline?
No, the deadline's at 3:40, right. So I think we've been in touch with the NFL and we're encouraged by the tickets that are still being sold. We want to make sure people realize there are still tickets out there. Occasionally we'll get a call from somebody who says, "Hey, are there tickets available?" And we say, "Absolutely." So we want to make sure people still know that. And then come this afternoon, we'll touch base internally, and then we'll reach out to the NFL and give them an update. And if we need an extension, we'll discuss that at that point.
The possibility has been raised in the media of the organization buying up remaining tickets to avert a blackout. Is that a possibility?
Well, right now our focus is on the remaining 5,500 tickets. So that's our focus right now.
All right. Aaron, I know you were in meetings talking with Aaron Popke of the Packers, and you didn't have a chance to hear. In terms of how you got here, and I think there are two elements why the number of season ticket holders that didn't take advantage of the offer when it first came out, there's that, and then there's why tickets aren't selling a little more quickly now than I would have thought they did. Let's take the first one, and you and I discussed this way back when it happened. The new policy by the Packers that if you commit to playoff tickets and they don't make the playoffs, that money rolled into your bill for next year. I'm hearing a lot of grumbling from people who said that's why they didn't take the offer then. Do you think that was a big factor?
Well, that's something we'll take a look at. You know, as we made that decision to update that policy, a lot of it was based on the timing of when potential refunds would be sent out or credited, and then the onset of invoicing for the following year. You know, in the past couple of years, we, as you may know, there's an option that you could have had it applied to the following
right.
year, and half of our season ticket holders who purchased playoff tickets would opt to do that. And efficiency-wise, we were looking to update it and require all of them to be applied to next year. So that was the process and why we wanted to do that. And, yes, I think some people disagreed with that. That could be some of these numbers. I think, too, you know, historically in 2003, we had a season that was not going gangbusters at the time the invoices were due, and we had a number of tickets available that year. It ended up being 17,000. When we got into the playoffs on that frantic Sunday where we beat the Broncos and
right.
then the Minnesota got beat by Arizona on that
yeah.
crazy finish. And then the available tickets got scooped up, you know, the following day. So historically, how the team's doing at the time of invoicing, I think that plays into it. I think, too, you know, with regard to the new policy, obviously some people felt that they didn't want to do that. We understand that, and so that's where we're at. But go ahead. I think you're going to ask a question there.
Yeah, well, no, and really what I was just going to say is, as badly as they were doing at the time, I didn't think they had a snowball's chance to hell of getting in the playoffs. I do think that was a factor. I think the policy is a factor, but I think as badly as they were doing. Yeah, the question I was going to ask is, are you going to look at revisiting the? I mean, might you look at going back to the old policy based on this experience?
Well, I think, right now our focus is on answering questions that are coming in now with regard to available tickets. But I think we'll look at that. I mean, as I said, that probably did affect our numbers. You know, we season ticket holders purchased in that first round 25,000 seats. So that's where we had the 40,000 available Monday. But I think you know this, we had an exclusive offer for season ticket holders again Monday morning from 9 and until 2, and that was for this game only, you know, no strings attached, so to speak. So, you know, there was that second exclusive opportunity for season ticket holders, and they did purchase. You know, we sold, I think, more than 11,000 in that window, so we still had in the 20s available come 3 o'clock Monday, and now we've moved down to 5,500. So a good amount have moved. I think, you know, the answer we don't have to the question is, you know, what are some of those other reasons? I think the holidays, you know, we're hearing a little bit about the holidays and people having other plans and not necessarily being able to lock in. The temperature forecast, I don't think is helping. Of course, Packers fans are hardy, so we know they'll be out in full force.
See, I think for the cold, Now I've been to 2 games this year. I was to the Vikings game. It was pretty cold. I'm going to be honest. That's what's keeping me back right now. If I really wanted to, I could come up with the money. I have been to a cold weather game already this year. There are a lot of people who have never been to Lambeau Field, and with the waiting list, they're probably never going to get season tickets. I really would expect more of those people to say, to hell with the cold.
Well, and traditionally fans are, and they are. And I think with 5,500 left, I think we're going to get there. We're certainly encouraged, and those that are coming out now and hopeful we'll be able to get there, we're hopeful there. You know, we sent out an email. You know, our season ticket holders had the first crack at what was available, and many of them purchased. And then we sent out, you know, open to the general public, so I think people were aware of it. But we also sent out emails to those on our waiting list, shareholders, you know, those who sign up in Brown County for the drawing every year. We've got other names on lists, so we're trying to do everything we can to make sure people are aware.
Is there any wiggle room with the NFL, or must it be a complete sellout? Or is there 500 or 1,000, or does it have to be a complete sellout?
Well, my understanding is it has to be a complete sellout, and that would a blackout would affect Green Bay, Milwaukee, and Wausau TV markets.
Yeah, and that the Wausau one, that one surprised me because Wausau is more than 75 miles from Green Bay. But what someone suggested to me is because the footprint of the Fox affiliate goes into eastern Marathon County, which is within 75 miles. That's why they are included. Do you have any insight on that?
Yeah, you hit it on the head. I spoke to our counterparts at the NFL who work in the broadcasting department. I said, hey, I need to double-check this. Why is that? And the illustration he gave was draw a circle around Lambeau Field, a 75-mile circle, and if there's another market, TV markets, TV signal that could reach that, then that's why that's within the blackout market. So Wausau is not considered home market, so to speak, like Green Bay and Milwaukee are, but it's within the blackout market according to their guidelines.
So with Milwaukee, it is because it's considered a home market.
Correct.
Right. It's just like with everything else. And by the way, I've been reminding people, Aaron, whatever happens, they, of course, can hear the game on the radio.
Wayne and Larry, of course.
That's right. Absolutely. So at some point, if you're going to ask for an extension, you would have to do that before the deadline, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we will gather here. You know, the deadline is 3:40. We will get together here this afternoon, see where we're at, and then touch base with the NFL. And you know, our hope would be, of course, to move those 5,500 tickets by then. And I think there's a chance we could, but depending on where we're at, we'll touch base with the league and go from there.
All right, Aaron Popke of the Green Bay Packers. Aaron, thanks a lot for joining us.
Well, thank you, Jerry. Appreciate the opportunity, and certainly listeners out there, as they know, there are tickets available.
Well, go ahead. And by the way, what's the easiest way to access at this point? Still the Ticketmaster? Or actually,
yeah,
you have the link at Packers.com.
You can do Ticketmaster. There's a print-at-home feature. You make your purchase, and you print your tickets right at home. Otherwise, you can go to Ticketmaster in person. And if you're in the neighborhood over here by Lambeau, come to the ticket office. You can buy them in person there as well.
Okay, is that new? That wasn't earlier in the week, was it?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, we, you know, Ticketmaster is best able to handle the volume in terms of online, and they're and there are in-person places. But our ticket office is very busy initially, and we're still busy, but not so much now that we can certainly get people in person here, too.
And the Ticketmaster link you actually have at Packers.com, don't you?
Correct. Yeah, if you go to our website, you will find an easy link to the direct Ticketmaster page where the tickets are for sale.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Aaron Popke of the Green Bay Packers. Not saying whether the obvious, and I understand why. He doesn't want to say that they would buy up the tickets because if he says that, well, then people aren't going to buy. I get that. But I had to ask. I would guess that it's under consideration. But he's not going to say that because if he says the organization's going to commit to buying what's left, nobody else is going to buy them. So they want to see how this plays out. So they're what do you say, about 5,500? Yeah, about 5,500. The deadline is 340. And it's got to be a complete sellout. See, I thought there was a little bit of a cushion in there. I thought it was like, I don't know, it'd be 90% or whatever. But I thought actually that it for the NFL, it didn't have to be. Aaron says his understanding is that, yeah, it would have to be a complete sellout. As for those of you listening in central Wisconsin, in Wausau, one, let me remind you, you can hear the game on WSAU if, in fact, this doesn't happen. Two, I think that's stupid. I think that the footprint of the TV station involved is stupid. I can't believe that's the NFL policy. Because people in Wausau are more than 75 miles away. That, to me, defeats the why base it on the footprint of the TV signal. Now, that's not what happens in Milwaukee. Milwaukee is a home market. But what that does is that blasts out pretty much all of eastern Wisconsin between Green Bay and Milwaukee. Madison, Eau Claire, La Crosse, that's it. That would be the only TV that you could get. By the way, it was blacked out in Wausau on the 1983 playoff game as well. All right, I left some stuff on the table because Aaron got juggled around there, and we'll get to it tomorrow, including the whole minimum wage debate and how Republicans shouldn't be sucked into that. Keep it tuned right here. We'll let you know what goes on with the Packers sales. 10:58, just 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Jerry Bader Show.